Mix 101.7 KAYL, area game of the week this week. We're in Class 2A District 7 as the East Sac County Raiders travel to Gowrie to take on Southeast Valley. Ryan Thompson joined now by East Sac coach Eric McCullough. First, coach, let's look back on your win last week, 34-12 at Underwood. A nice all-around effort.
It was, Ryan. You know, even from the start, being able to win the flip and defer and be able to take the wind. It was blowing about 20 mile an hour when the game started down there. And I think that was a huge thing for us to be able to get that field position, put them in a tough spot with our kicker doing a nice job putting the end zone. And then we were able to get that interception, I think, on their third play, which set us up for a very short field and be able to score right away. We just built some confidence with the kids, be able to travel down there in a new field, new complex that we'd never been on before. You got a little bit of nerves and stuff going on. So that, I think, helped settle us down and kind of get things rolling. And we're able to put another touchdown in there in the first quarter, turn around, and we were going into the wind. I believe we marched it down to maybe the 10 or 12-yard line, so we weren't able to punch that in. But we pretty much kept Underwood in some tough spots on when we were on defense. So halftime, you know, like I said, it was 14-0. And then the second half, we're able to just control the ball game a little bit more.
Had over 400 yards offensively. And what about the offensive progress you've made? 13 points combined in the first two games, where you were going against some good opposition, but 80 points combined the last two.
I think we're just kind of starting to feel good and understanding our assignments, Ryan, and our running backs are just doing a fabulous job. They're starting to make their reads. It just took a couple games there, and like you said, against some tough opponents, some tough teams that we just weren't allowed to get those holes that we needed to make those reads. And our running backs, we got a slug of them that just do a great job, and it's really helped, I think, make our offense a little bit more versatile as far as not be able to stack your defense one side or the other. And we've gone to kind of a T-set, which has allowed us to go both directions. And it's really tough, especially for Underwood. You could tell we're struggling on trying to find something to stop us. And our kids, I think, got, like I mentioned before, just got comfortable with it. and we were able to just make some plays and got some big runs. And then you just kept building on it.
Garrett Bruce leading the way for you on the ground, and that line has paved the way for him quite well. And what do you have to say about your sophomore quarterback, Griffin O'Neill, who's been under center now the last three games?
Ryan, Griff's done a great job, and Sebastian Peck was kind of our starting quarterback, and Sebastian is just one of those kids that you just wish you had a couple of them on your team. I mean, just it was kind of his idea, and his discussion with me is, you know, where can I help the team better if Griff can be in that spot. And for Sebastian to notice that and pick that up, I think is a great thing. And Griff is taking that, and I think by us not getting him in there right away and just letting him get his feet wet a little bit, has built that confidence. And Griff made some great throws the last two games also. And but what's helped that also, Ryan, is that play action, and it gives him a little bit more time. And Griff made a couple big plays with his feet against Underwood too. And Griff's just going to get better, and he's just got to continue to make those reads and make those plays. And he's got a great supporting cast to kind of help him along that way.
Well, hats off to Sebastian for being a team player. And how about your 3-4 defense? Linebacker is always important in that, of course, but you've been very complimentary of your front three.
Our defensive line, and not just the three that start. Ryan, we've got guys that we're able to rotate in and out, and that's one thing we decided as a coaching staff is how we can use these guys, because we've got to use them both sides of the ball and how we give them a couple breaks. And we've got a great set of linebackers and D-backs and safeties that we can put on the field, so that allows us just to go with that three-man front. And those guys, just whatever three combination we have in there, have done a great job and allowed us to be able to rotate and keep those linebackers and safeties have done a great job also. So I just think it's all around a great team effort, and the guys are really starting to feel their way, and we're really come together as a team.
Coach, let's take a time out, and we'll talk Southeast Valley next on Mix 101.7. Mix 101.7 KAYL, East Sac at Southeast Valley High School football is approaching, and more now with Raiders coach Eric McCullough. This Jaguars squad, Eric, real young and a little injury-riddled, as you were telling me. What's your focal point for their offense, first of all?
Ryan, our defense, we just want to make sure that we stay responsible. Their coaching staff, they just do a great job of trying to find your weakness in your defense and where you might be over-pursuing possibly or loading up in one area or another, and they always have their team prepared for those situations. We played them now. I believe this will be our eighth meeting. Every year he's able to throw something a little bit new at us, and that's what our focus this week is. We just got to kind of watch those trick plays, just have ourselves in the proper position to be able to make a play. And, you know, given what the status of their running back, the Fisher kid, he's a phenomenal player in that tailback spot. And our focus this week is he didn't play last week against their game against Red Oak, but we prepared for him. If he's back, is someone that we definitely have to have a focus on. They also have a sophomore quarterback that has done a great job of throwing the ball for being a sophomore. And our coverage, and they like to hit the wheel route. So that's kind of a big emphasis for our defense this week.
And how do you plan to attack their defense? I know they use a five-man front.
Yeah, that's something different that we haven't seen from them over the last couple of years. They're traditionally kind of become a 4-3 type team, but I think they've struggled up front just because they're young and they're maybe not as big as they have been in the past, and then they've kind of gone to this 5-2. Then we're just going to stay with what we've been doing. We've adjusted kind of our blocking rules. They like to take their tackles and kind of put them in a tilt and they really slam your B and A gap. And we just worked on that with our kids and making sure that we understand everybody's responsibility and getting your steps first and just making plays. And we talked with the offense, we got to minimize our mistakes. We can't have big penalties. We can't have negative yards. We just got to be able to put drives together. And, we talked about, you mentioned earlier on how we scored how many points in the last two games, but we've also left points on the field by getting inside the red zone and not putting that across the goal line. That's a focus this week, is that we don't stall out in any drives. We got, especially against this team, we have to make sure we get as many points as we can.
Southeast Valley, they're sitting at 1-3, but as mentioned, quite young and dealt with a few injuries, and they've played a South Central Calhoun already, also Algona Garrigan too, fine squad, and Eagle Grove not bad either.
No, that they're non-district scheduled. Eagle Grove and Bishop Garrigan is probably one of the toughest around. Also, just Eagle Grove got a new coach in, Paul Hanch, who was at Clarion Goldfield, and I watched a little bit of that film, and they're solid. And Southeast Valley gave them a heck of a run in that first week game, and Bishop Garrigan's just always one of those teams that reloads and very physical up front, and Southeast Valley gave them a good game too. And if you look at the South Central game in our first week of district, that ended up being 28-0, but first quarter was 0-0, second quarter was 14-0, third quarter was still 14-0, and they had lost that Fisher kid to an ankle injury. So Southeast Valley, it can be a dangerous team, and if they get some confidence, and we just have to make sure we do our job to put them in a tough situation and just keep playing football.
What about you guys? Are you pretty healthy at this point?
We are. We're a little banged up. We're not 100% all the way across, but I think we're sitting in a situation, especially up front, that we can rotate a lot of guys and kind of keep those guys fresh. We will get a couple more back after some academic ineligibilities and stuff, so that'll definitely help also this week to be able to have those guys to kind of lean on also.
Eric, thanks so much for the time. Good luck against Southeast Valley.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome. East Sac coach Eric McCullough joining us on Mix 101.7.